Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound?
And welcome to Mega News Tuesday night with Lucretia Hughes, Winnie Bernard, Virgil Spragas, Russell Hoodie. And I tell you what, it's been kind of warm today, 120 degrees here in New Mexico. And a lot of some good things came out on the news we'll be talking about here a little bit. And I want to say hello to Mary Simpson, who's listening in all the way from Oklahoma, a good friend of mine. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well tonight, Joseph. It was pretty damn warm here in Texas today, too, let me tell you. It was so damn hot, I saw six nuns in mini skirts and fishnet hose doing an exorcism in the sun.
Wow.
I don't think it.
Well, damning, it was 130 degrees down there today. So that's up there by El Paso, and I'm like, wow, that's really hot, you know. So, but they're all saying it's climate change. I'm like, no, it's natural weather, you know. So,
I mean, this is just a natural cycle of things. People are
fucked
up. It's just unbelievable, man. You know,
if you're like me and you live in a desert, you get used to the heat, you know, so it's like it's natural, you know, so I guess
120 degrees. Yeah. Well, I don't think, well, here in Texas, like today, it was 98 degrees, okay? But the heat index was 109. So the feel-like temperature, let me fucking tell you something. If it feels like 109 degrees, it's 109 fucking degrees, all right? So
knock that shit off. right. So enough of the climate change already, you know. It's like with the Amazon fire up there overseas,
that
they're
Amazon
claiming that
fire.
That was natural.
About half those pictures are old. some of them are dubbed up, and that is a natural recurrence. That happens every friggin' year in the Amazon.
Yep.
It's nothing new whatsoever. You
That's natural.
Something new.
Oh, I know, right?
Go ahead.
But speaking of that, you know, Trump, you know, he, their news media is in a frenzy because he didn't show up for the the meeting yesterday, the summit meeting over the climate change. He was the only one that wasn't there. They're like, well, duh, you guys are a bunch of idiots. That's why he left, you know. So
he was probably down the line here.
Go ahead. What were you going to say earlier?
I caught a little chatter today in the Mexican CIA, the United States CIA, have been exposed in a big extortion racket. And this is going to hit the news in the next couple of days or whatever. And it's going to be big, right along with all this shit about Biden and Biden's trip to China and his son getting $1 billion for a hedge fund and all that. That's going to break in the next couple of days.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this.
We've been talking about it for a year or so now, but apparently we've talked enough to where somebody went, hey, let's look at this, and the CIA story and Biden and his son, their story. Mark my words, the next, what's today, Tuesday? It may break before the end of the week, if not, it'll be the first part next week.
Well, even they're even riding Barr's ass because he rented Trump Tower for a special event that he's only been paid out of his own pocket and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, so they're riding him over all that. Hey, you know, who gives a rat's ass? It's his money. If he wants to spend it where he wants to spend it, that's up to him.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting interesting out here.
Even Barr made the claim, stated a claim today that his life is in danger since he started investigating the deep state, that he's been getting death threats. And this came from him, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, these people are absolutely desperate at this point, and I don't know where you're going to find an honest judge to fucking try these fuckers, but Durham's been busy. From what I understand from my back channel source there, that McCabe's lawyers met with the DOJ prosecutor.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Kind of deal, and they said dice. So they're going to fix the lien on McCabe, and I think he's going to sing like old John McCain did. He's going to be the songbird of D.C.
I believe it was either you or Virgil that predicted he would sing like a bird once all this came out. I believe that was you. You know, I was saying this 2 months ago. And here we are. We're coming up into September. And I stated last month, you know, as we get close, all hell's going to break loose. Well, here we're getting a little closer. You know?
You know, and isn't it handy? They just read another story confirming what we said all along, that the camera outside of Epstein's cell there that was supposedly monitoring is of no use to investigators. It was disabled.
Right. Well, Prince Andrew stated today, too, that he was willing to talk. So he's going to be pretty much singing because there's a young lady that came out. I was watching the interview, and she's got a lot of dirt on Prince Andrew. And, it's, you know, she was repeatedly raped by Epstein at the island and stuff, but also by Prince Andrew himself as well. And she's going to tell all in the next couple of days. So,
yeah. I'm ladies and gentlemen, listen to what we're telling you. We told you this was coming. It's coming. And I'm telling you, right now where we're sitting is, as Joseph named tonight's show, we are seeing the calm before the storm. Shit is fixing to come into contact. Well, let me rephrase that, since this is a family show. Defecation is about to come in contact with the rotary oscillator.
Right. And here's what this is why I told the show tonight the way, you know, I described it, because even I got work. The Democrats are going to do everything they can before this comes out. They're going to destroy everything they can. You know, it's coming. And that's why I'm going to say, and Virgil called it, they're going to pull something so stupid that there's not going to be enough.
Well, I mean,
Am I right or am I wrong?
You're absolutely point on. And I mean, and we've already seen stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The Epstein suicide, 75% of the country went fucking really.
Right.
Really? Are you kidding
us?
You know? I guarantee nobody believes it.
Oh, I know. I hear it. You know,
I'm doing okay. Sorry I'm late. I had to tackle a little issue for my niece. Nothing great.
I thought you went to Popeyes and started a riot down there. They had all kinds of riots at Popeyes today.
Oh, no. The old lady went to Popeyes earlier, but she just got the regular hot and spicy with some red beans and rice for us.
Yeah.
I was watching it. And I was like, wow, do these people really
mad.
Get out of hand?
She's mad as an old red hen right now because she cooked a broccoli and cheese casserole, worked her ass off today, and she did some stewed chicken, and the can of cream of mushroom soup that she used was bad.
Uh-oh.
And it just ruined everything. And she took the new pickup truck, went and ran to Port Allen to Popeyes, and we did the Popeyes thing tonight. So
after that riot, I was surprised you went.
But I mean, that's a goddamn fucking shame. Now we're going to have to start wearing body armor and carrying Glocks to go get some fucking chicken.
right. So that's pretty sad, you know. I tell you what, I for one
don't have a problem with that, okay? I am comfortable with violence. Violence makes me warm and fuzzy.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, not to sound, you know, I know I'm gonna get called racist for this, okay? But you know, when there's a concert or any kind of event going on, you know, white people, they get the tickets 6-7 months in advance. You know, get ready to go. Okay? Black people wait 2 minutes before fucking showtime. And then show up to argue. The fuck you mean you ain't got no more tickets? I'm dressed.
Right. Hey, we got a caller. Just to see who the caller is. Hey there, caller. How you doing?
Hey,
to the show. Hello, caller.
Hey.
Chris. Hello.
Hi.
Who's that?
Can
Carmelita?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, young lady?
I'm sick. I am sick.
You sick?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, girl?
Well, let's see. Been to Walter Reed 3 times already. Had to go back again this morning. They got my second MRI back. My tendon is detached from my bicep. The labrum's torn in the left deltoid and something else. And then I have to go to meet anesthesia on the 2nd of September.
Well,
then I have to have endoscopy and all this other shit and then go back.
Who tore off into you and whooped your ass?
Nobody. Trust and believe that.
I was fixing to say probably a midget, stripper.
Hey, they're kind of cute.
Right.
Speaking of little people, I got to tell you a story real quick. I was out with a friend of mine Saturday night. She and I had a drink over at my friend's Dives. And so we were sitting out on the patio, and she was drinking margaritas. I was drinking whiskey. And lo and behold, the door opens to the patio, and here comes the little people with a tray full of gummy bear shots. This motherfucker couldn't have been over 4 foot tall, if that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He comes over there and stuff like that, and he goes, go with gummy bear shots. I got to have some fun with this. So I told him, I'll tell you what, I'll buy that whole damn tray right here and drink them with us. So we sat there and we did about five gummy bear shots apiece sitting there at the table, and that little motherfucker got up and staggered. I didn't think he was going to make it back to the door. I sure hope he didn't get fired, but that was funny as hell. That ain't no homie liquor either.
Wow. But anyway, but what we were talking about earlier, you know, it's just things are starting to get very serious and stuff, and you know, with the Barr getting ready to come out and with the, you know, testimonies coming out with Epstein and everything. Which one do you think is going to go, Virgil?
As far as the Epstein shit, the stuff with that, you can treat that like a fart in the wind. That's steady dissipating by the day. You know, everybody's staying away from it. Nobody's saying anything about it. This so-called attorney general we have, William Barr, I haven't seen him, you know, giving any updates or any type of indication.
And it's about 3 days.
Well, we've been hearing 3 days. We've been hearing 3 months. We've been hearing a year.
Right. Well,
we've been hearing
lady,
this investigation.
Well, a young lady came out on the news today that she was one of the Epstein's victims, stating that, you know, she's getting ready to tell all, including with Prince Andrews and everything, because she was raped by him and stuff. But my thing on that, I think she's going to be suicidal before that.
I'll tell you what, they're going to have to suicide 16 more of them, too, because there were 16 of Epstein's victims come out today, came forward to tell their stories and everybody else who was involved in it. So that suicide guy is going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, let's put that in the status of Russell, William, or Virgil, or Carmelita winning the fucking Powerball, winning $700 million in the Powerball, okay? You're going to have fucking relatives. You're going to have not first, second, and third. You're going to have 19th and 20th cousins coming up to you wanting money. You're going to have some bitch from your fucking high school. Well, you know, you're going to have some bitch from fucking grade school that's going to claim that you traumatized her by making fun of her because she got braces. And all of this shit. Every one of these bitches, I goddamn guarantee you, not a one of them has taken a fucking polygraph test. They got these fucking lawyers filing. It's the ambulance chasers, basically. They just want to file and settle out of court and get what they can get.
Well, we have to see what's going to happen on that, you know, but I kind of have to agree with you on it, but we'll just have to see. But right now, what I've seen a lot of things boiling up, and stuff, but I think hell's going to ring on us pretty soon with the Democrats. I mean, it's really going to ring hell, you know, and everything. And I'm going to call it like it is, but before it all comes down, and you call just as well, Virgil, you know, they're going to pull something stupid, and September's coming up.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be, it's going to be something major before Thanksgiving. You can bet that.
Mm-hmm.
You can bet that. It's going to be something outrageous right before the Thanksgiving holidays. They're going to stage something. They're going to stage a mass shooting on Antifa protesters or Muslims or God knows whatever.
Right.
And Trump's going to get blamed for it.
I think David Hogg's going to be involved because did you guys get that text I sent you, Russell, about that? About him wanting to donate his body to the NRA in case he gets suicided or anything? I sent it to your cell phone.
I've got no comment on that, but, you know, I'm gonna leave that one alone.
But I had to send it to you. I was laughing when I saw. I was like, really? You know.
But
there's the thing. There's the thing is. Go ahead.
But seriously, I mean, I'm kind of like Virgil, and I know for a fact that McCabe's attorneys went and talked to the DOJ prosecutors, and he wanted a deal or whatever like that, and they told him no. So, I mean, that is a glimmer of hope, but I still think that we're not going to see anything happen to any of these people. I mean, they've been fired. But, I mean, what's the big deal about getting fired? Because they've kept all their cushy government benefits, their retirement, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, so we're going to pay for the life of Legion, tax dollars are all the way through this. I don't think this is going to happen. I think this is a bunch of political hoopla for the upcoming election and that kind of stuff.
My question is this, Russell. Where in the fuck have you ever heard of an ex-president getting enough benefits to buy a $15 million mansion?
Right.
That motherfucker stole that money. He stole that money. Give me a break.
Not only is he a fucking thief, but he's exposed himself as a fraud too. Because the ocean's rising, we're gonna drown, we're gonna fucking burn up. The ocean's rising. What he does? This is oceanfront property.
Okay. Now let me give you a hit on where that money came from. Okay. You do not cut a deal with Iran to return $1.5 billion without skimming some off the top.
Yeah.
Oh, Virgil, $150 billion. Not $1.5 billion.
$150 billion. You don't turn over that kind of money just to say, okay, I'm kind-hearted, I'm going to turn this over to you, without skimming off the top.
Yeah.
Everything costs. Nothing is free.
Right.
I'm telling you straight up right now, from the Bushes, from the Bush fucking, actually, you go 41, the Clinton, 43, Obama, that period of time, right through there, was nothing but one big fucking crime spree. They sold us to everybody that was imaginable, and now all this stuff is finally coming to the surface. We've been talking about it forever, about Biden's son and China. Biden goes to China, he comes back, his son goes over there a week later, comes back with $1 billion for a hedge fund. Hello?
Right.
I mean, we don't have any secrets. Every secret we have has been sold.
Not by long shot.
I
guarantee you, out of that $150 billion they said they gave back to Iran, I guarantee you $25 to $50 billion of it never made it there.
Jack.
That's probably why they've been throwing a fit. You know? But
no, it was all deal. You gotta spend money to make money, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
You gotta pay your Shylocks. Your Shylocks. I mean, if you watch the movie Casino, you can see how easy it's done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just imagine that on a government scale. Take what the mob did with the Tangiers Casino. And just put that on a government scale.
Yep.
I mean, you control everything. You control the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. I mean, you've got every law enforcement, major law enforcement in the entire country in your hip pocket. Everybody's got their price. Everybody's got their price.
Here's the thing, Virgil. This is why the deep state is coming apart at the seams, because they're fixing it. That's all getting ready to get exposed.
Well, they can expose it all they want. It's been exposed for years, and ain't nobody did a goddamn thing about it. So why
till now.
That's just like you having a wife that's been fucking around on you for 20 years. And you catch her one time out of all the time she's done it, and then all of a sudden within 10 minutes, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. Oh, you've been doing it for 20 years, but within 10 minutes you're going to change your entire life? I don't fucking think
no,
so. Sell them tickets somewhere else, bitch.
Actually, I caught a girlfriend of another man and moved them in together. So, you know.
Well, here's something that hey, I don't know if you caught this earlier, Virgil, but here's something that's fixing to break. I think they're called the CISN, which is the American government equivalent to the CIA, and our CIA, along with some DEA people and stuff like that, they've been running an extortion ring.
Yeah.
In cahoots with each other, and that's fixing to break
Russell,
in the next day or two.
Well, Russell. Ever since the conception of the FBI, Russell, you testify against Joseph, we'll give you immunity. You don't testify, we'll send you to fucking federal prison for life with that motherfucker.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Yeah. Okay. With you saying that, Virgil, here's the thing. What happened to Comedy? We haven't heard from him in a long while. Could that be what he could be doing, getting ready to testify as well on a deal?
I don't think Comey's in the country anymore. He's with William Casey on that island down in Bora Bora somewhere. That CIA guy that was supposed to testify on Iran-Contra, and then all of a sudden he went in for brain surgery and he died on the operating table. Yeah, right.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. But I'm just saying,
not that I know anything about it or anything like that, but Casey dying on the operating table didn't hurt my feelings any.
Mine either.
Casey did not die on the operating table. Casey's somewhere in the South Pacific drinking rum out of a half a coconut shell and watching half-naked women walking down the beach. I can tell you that right now.
Because here's the thing, guys. What happened to the body? Because we didn't see one. We didn't see a body, so.
That was my point, Virgil. That was my point.
You know, we're talking about an agency. that can make up a person out of thin air, and then turn that identity over to an actual person, and then they just disappear. I mean, they've been doing it for years. I'll give you an example of it. Okay, what was the leading factor? If you know your history, military history, what was the leading factor in the invasion of Normandy in 1944?
Let me tell you
what the leading factor was?
I know parts
they took
of it.
They took the body of a vagrant out of the morgue and dressed him up in an RAF uniform and had him with a satchel full of fake documents on the entire phantom invasion of Europe. It was filled full of falsified maps, letters, classified communications, everything. Okay? And he was supposed to be flying this over to the French resistance. A submarine, a British submarine, surfaced and dumped the body where they knew the Germans would find it. It washed up on shore. The man had, their spies confirmed it. He was an RAF pilot. He was all mangled up. He was decomposed. They found it. They got the documents, and that's what they went by. It was a total, yeah. It was the oldest trick in the book playing poker. Three-finger dragon with the thumb on top. And they totally fooled the entire German military with this. Now, let's put that on a higher scale with the CIA. The CIA. Okay? Just imagine what they can do to a human being or for a human being, or they can change any one of our identities and send us somewhere on the ass end of nowhere, and we'll never be missed.
Yeah.
What
do you think? I think that's the reason why they came up with facial recognition. I think that's the reason part of that, you know. But, you know, I could be wrong on that part,
but...
I can't go
into a lot of detail.
Go ahead.
I can't go into a lot of detail and stuff, but we were told to show up at an airport, which we did. We had our totes with us, which was filled with our weapons and other sort of gear and stuff like that. So we get to this airport, we're going, now what the fuck, man? Because, you know, they had their security walking around and all that kind of stuff, man. So we're standing there trying to figure out exactly how fucked we are. And about this time, a guy walks up and puts diplomat tags on our bags, and we walk right through security onto the plane.
Well, I mean, that's just like in Beirut. We never saw these guys. We talk to everybody, where did the fuck did these sumbitches come from? And, you know, when we found certain items over there that shouldn't have been over there with Russian markings on them, when you see a gas mask on a crate with a skull next to it and crossbones and red, writing in red, some gibberish wrote in red, you know you done found some serious shit. And these motherfuckers jump out of a fucking Huey. They got fucking neckties on, dress shirts with flak jackets over them, wearing helmets and carrying a fucking .45 strapped to the hip. And they come out there and they tell you, you know, you didn't find nothing, you didn't see nothing, you didn't see us. We don't exist. And then they load this shit on the fucking helicopter and they fucking take off with it.
Like, kind of like the man.
And you're just out there, you know. I mean, but it's like Russell said before, these motherfuckers they'll come out there and they fucking dress slacks, dress shirts, neckties, and flak jackets on, and they're way in the back. They don't want to get nowhere near the shoot. But boy, I tell you what, they got the ability and the power to fuck you over if they don't like you.
Yep.
In other words, they're back in the shadows, being hid, you know, just kind of watching what's going on, right?
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, if they decided they liked you, you found yourself in every fucking shithole you could imagine.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Right. So, you know, but, you know, that's why we come back to this, to calm the court of storm. You know, when all this
and
shit
on that,
comes
Joseph,
down,
I just want to let everybody know, over in Israel, behind the wall, they don't have nothing to say anymore because Hamas and the PLO, they're going to war with each other.
Yeah, I was reading that. I saw that.
Hamas and them, they're having their version of the Bloods and Crips over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the other thing that has been talked about, you know, Israel. And, you know, really, we really need to keep our eyes out on that because that's where a lot of this shit's going to go down, right down there in Israel, Pakistan. You know, that's what I'm kind of seeing and everything.
Well,
so
the thing is, my question is this. Okay. Now, if we're supposed to be with Israel and we're supposed to have all this capability, intelligence, and this, that, and the other, how in the fuck are they getting in those Black Death rockets? I mean, these things are not just something you can stick up your ass and fucking walk across the checkpoint with. I mean, this is some significant size military hardware. I mean, they're dumb bombs. They're basically just overstacked. You know, overloaded fireworks.
Overrated.
But they can't. But no, they're not overrated. They can't kill people. I mean, basically, it's just a big flying stick of dynamite. You know, and it just hits indiscriminately. But
right.
These things, I mean, I have piled these things up 6 foot high, and I have burned these goddamn things to a crisp. And they are not anything that can be mistaken for a pair of diesel stacks on a truck or something like that. How are these assholes getting these goddamn things?
CIA, probably. Sneaking them in.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
well,
you know, some of them are garage made. But the majority of them are definitely factory military manufactured weapons.
With ISIS and all that, when they were supplying them stuff, the CIA was supplying them, so why not? I was just thinking about that just now. I mean, what you described could be some type of. Somehow they're getting it through because they got to be spotted by satellites.
And this is not, and this is not just leftover surplus equipment. I mean, you know, explosives deteriorate over time. You know, that was one of the smart things the United States did when they supplied the Afghan rebels with Stinger missiles. They made sure that those missiles, you know, the launcher. Is just the launcher. It's the missile you got to worry about. And these missiles, the warheads had a degrading time on them. They had a time limitation on the lifespan, and that's the way they're designed. You know, they're designed to just store up for a few years, and then you look at the dates on them, you swap them out, you get rid of them, you destroy them, and then you replace them with new ones. You know, At least the United States was smart enough with that when they supplied those, because if not, we'd be having one hell of a fucking time dealing with this shit. We'd have airliners going down like dropping like flies.
That's true. I mean, because, you know, in all seriousness, you know, who knows what Israel has and how they're getting it. You know, they probably got technology we don't know anything about. And everything. So, back in the day,
the Israelis acquired a plane called the French Mirage jet. Now, this thing here was state-of-the-art at the time. I mean, it was a basic cut-down version of the B-1 bomber that we know today. And this thing could maneuver. It could fly. And they used to train with it. In fact, it was the Israelis that came up with the idea to take rear view mirrors out of cars and mount them into the cockpits so they could look to the rear of the plane and see if anything was coming up on them. It took 20 years for the United States to adopt that technology. But then they figured, they said, well, why buy these Mirage jets? Well, they came out with their own version of the Mirage jet, built in England, built in Israel, and this thing was about five times better than the French Mirage jet. And during the Yom Kippur War, the Arabs and the Muslims had state-of-the-art Soviet MiG jets, and these things weren't toys. This was some serious hardware, and they were flying circles around these MiGs, shooting them down left and right.
Right, but you know, that's the reason why it's important for the United States to be allies with Israel, because, you know, they are pretty powerful and stuff, but they have, like I said, they have technology we know nothing about.
You are not going to commit an atrocity of killing 6 million people, and then the rest of these people coming out of these concentration camps go to the Middle East. They establish their own country, their own state. And these are the people that came out of these concentration camps. They were the ones persecuted in Europe. You know, they went to the showers, you know, saw their wives and children sent to the showers with no water. Okay? You are not going to make them forget that. You are not going to perpetrate that on them again. When they say this must never happen again, they meant it.
The Israelis just lit up sites in Iran just a couple of 3 days ago. And UN, Iran, everybody showing a hissy fit, and Israel was like, yeah, whatever, go fuck yourself.
Israel, well, you remember when Saddam wanted to build that fucking nuclear reactor. And Israel kept telling the United States, you better do something about this. You better do something about it. And they procrastinated, and everybody came down on Israel because they sent a squadron over there and they bombed that sumbitch into a parking lot. You know, it almost started another Arab-Israeli war. But the thing is, these people are not going to play. They're only going to take so much.
They will use their nukes if they feel like there's a need to.
Well, during the Six-Day War, they almost used it.
They almost used it during
the Six-Day War.
Yep.
Israel is not like America, all right? Oh, we'll never forget 9/11. Now we got fucking sheet heads in the fucking Congress, right? Right. But anyway, right. when Israel says never again, they're not playing. They are not playing.
No,
they
they're not.
They had 6 million of their tribe annihilated, euthanizing fucking a dog.
Well, it's not only that. It's not only that. In an act of war, okay, a major world war, 6 million people, there's going to be collateral damage. But this was planned out for years, systematically planned out. They experimented with certain things on how to exterminate these people, such as panel trucks where the exhaust pipe was run into the back of it, and they drive down the road and asphyxiate everybody. Actual ballistics test on the K-98 Mauser on how many human heads it could penetrate one bullet. They used to stand them right in front of one another, line them up chest to back, and one soldier to save bullets used to kill 7 of them in one shot.
Yep.
Now, this is not something you just pull out of your ass at the last minute. I mean, you're using a pesticide in a fake shower to kill women and children. You have a crematorium set up. You're pulling gold teeth. You're taking jewelry. You're taking clothes, this, that, and the other. You're making lampshades out of human skin. You're making soap out of human fat cells, boiling children down to make soap. I mean, this was systematic. This was planned out. This was premeditated mass murder
yep.
on the part of Adolf Hitler.
Yep.
And you have the socialists right here in America calling for the annihilation of conservative Christians right now.
Yep. Yep. I mean,
Joe Biden.
Not only
Joe Biden.
That guy, that Cuban.
Mad Max. Who else? Help me out, Virgil. I know the three of them have.
Oh, you got Kamala Harris, Mad Max, Bernie Sanders, AOC, Joe Biden,
Pocahontas,
Pocahontas Hooker Booker,
Pelosi.
Yeah. I mean, Schumer.
All of them.
But if you watch that video I sent to MAGA News about the Cuban who windsurfed for 10 hours from Cuba to the United States to get away from socialism. Did you watch it?
I saw parts of it. I'm going to have to, my internet's off, so
okay.
I'll watch it tonight.
Okay.
I'll watch
it
tonight.
Do you know that if you are living in Cuba and you are just a peasant, just an everyday peon, and you get caught fishing lobster, you can get 6 years in prison while the government pulls in boatloads of these sumbitches, the Cuban government. Possession of beef, steak, ground meat, sirloin, whatever you want, T-bone, whatever, that's a crime. Unless you're part of the elite.
Well, that's what they're trying to do in the United States now, Virgil, is that, they're trying to make it illegal to where you can't grow vegetables in your own garden. You can't go out and go camping, fishing. They're trying to do that. Same thing. They're trying to regulate all that to where it's going to be illegal.
Well,
you can't even... You go to prison just for casual
well,
range?
Until they show me in the Constitution where I have to buy a hunting license or fishing license,
yeah.
They can go fuck themselves.
Well, I'll be honest. I haven't bought a fishing license in 30 years, and I haven't got caught yet. I take my chances. But it's like... When you're fishing on private land, you don't have to have the fishing license. They say you do, but, you know, you could ask the owner, hey, could I fish in your pond, you know? They still say you need a fishing license.
Well, you see, the catch to that is, the state claims, unless you have written proof that you stocked that pond yourself and paid to have it stocked, that game, fish, and wildlife are the property of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't recall the Constitution saying that.
Right. All right.
No.
So, but, you know, it's just a shim-sham, you know. It's just the elite wants to, the elite, they want to control.
But my advice to everyone, if you are ever written up a summons by your Department of Wildlife and Fisheries or your game warden or someone with fish and game, whatever, don't just pay the fine, go to court. Because the fine, it may run up to $250, okay? But if you go to court and you plead not guilty and you make them pay you for a public defender, a jury trial, and everything else, they're going to spend $10,000 to collect that $250.
Yep.
So chances are it's going to get thrown out.
Yep.
Trust me, I know this. Okay,
yep. Yeah,
because if you ever go to court, I don't care what the charge is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know they're going. You know the system's rigged in their favor. Okay, now you're going to get fussed at. You're going to get threatened with contempt of court. You're going to get this and you're going to get that. But there is nothing in a Supreme Court ruling or the Constitution of the United States of America's 14th Amendment that says that you must enter a plea of guilty or not guilty.
Right, right.
Okay.
I pissed
so
off the judge
with your response to how do you plead is, Your Honor, I do not wish to enter into contract with the court. And you sit your ass down.
Yep. Yep.
And there's nothing they can do. Nothing.
Nothing at all. You know, and that's true. I mean, I pissed off a judge that way once, and he threw a file at me. You know, because it was over a traffic ticket that I shouldn't have got, which costed me $85, you know, and everything. But they threw it out of court. So I fought it and won it, and it didn't show up on my license or anything, you know, because you get points when you get tickets. But I pissed him off enough that I literally threw a file clean halfway across the room and hit me with it.
Well,
you know,
the majority of traffic citations you can beat because the cop never shows up in court.
Right, right, right. But I was caught in a speed trap, you know, and everything. But the thing is, I beat the ticket, pissed off the judge, you know, which I didn't mean to. But I was like, well, you know, I pled no contest. I wasn't pleading guilty or not guilty. Just like I said.
Well, once I was charged and arrested for what is called public intoxication, if you can believe that or not. Okay. Public intoxication. Okay, I went to court on the charge, and they gave me a shitty public defender. Well, plead guilty, and we'll get you this, we'll get you that. No, I'm not pleading guilty to shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The officer that arrested me was in court. He got up on stand, and I asked him, what constitutes public intoxication? And he got to explaining his version of it. I said, so, well, it's the same as being arrested for driving while intoxicated, is it not? He said, yes. I said, well, what was my blood alcohol content at the time of my arrest? Well, I don't know. I said, you don't have a breathalyzer test or blood test. Then how do you know I was intoxicated?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they went into recess, and then they came out, and the district attorney told me I could go.
Because without that evidence, they can't do anything, you know?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is people just like Russell said, they're just lying down and they're just taking all of this shit. They're believing everything CNN, MSNBC, Fox News tells them,
right,
and everything
right.
else. These politicians get in front of a microphone and they'll say anything. And oh, okay, all right, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, get yourself some education. Learn a little something. Dare to learn something, you know. Don't let these people piss down your back and tell you it's raining. Then when you learn something, then you might get up. You might stop laying down and stand up
mm-hmm.
and start saying, uh-uh. No, we're not playing
mm-hmm.
this game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're not playing
mm-hmm.
your game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's like I could give a good example of that. It's like, remember, you know, last month when they were going after my Medicaid and my Social Security, I said, uh-uh. I went out and fought it. Guess what? I won because I stood up to them. I said, you're not going to cut me off and you're not getting my Social Security check because I needed to survive on and everything. And, you know, I didn't have a lawyer or nothing like that and everything. And, you know, everything was like, okay, you know, so I got it all back. You know, that's because I wasn't going to let them get away with it and everything, you know. And I went and
we had a murder, just like Russell said. We had a premeditated murder committed in public in front of the entire nation with this so-called Epstein suicide. Everybody knows the motherfucker ain't kill himself.
Right?
Hell no. But everybody's, oh, well, they're in denial. They don't want to get involved.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay,
uh-huh.
Well, they said he killed himself and he was a pedophile. Okay, well, more power to him, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well,
but it didn't happen that way. We all know
if they'll suicide that motherfucker in jail, they'll suicide me, you, and Russell for this
uh-huh.
fucking radio show.
Yep, exactly. Here's a question nobody's asked. What's the funeral? What happened to Epstein's funeral? We haven't seen one. They haven't heard of when a date was. Haven't seen a body. How do we know? What's going on with that?
Well, we never saw Bin Laden's body either.
Nope.
No.
Nope. So, you know, I had a friend. I could tell you a story about that. I had a friend of mine that was a... served on the Navy during that time when they executed Laden. He was on the ship, and he told me that, you know, he didn't see his body because it was wrapped up.
Well, the thing is, okay, Dawn of the Dead. I'm pretty sure we've all seen that movie, Dawn of the Dead,
mm-hmm. yep.
and the Walking Dead. Okay,
yep.
Look at the special effects and the makeup artists that do the work on these people that play the roles of these zombies. They look
mm-hmm.
very realistic, don't they? Look very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
a lot of these are mechanical mannequins and things like this. You know the movie
mm-hmm.
Predator. That ugly motherfucker looked real.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
He looks real. You know, and I mean, but just like what I'm going back to, the CIA hires these people, these special effects people. They
mm-hmm.
do all this fake shit, fake assassinations, makeup artists, doubles. I mean, they could have six or seven doubles of Donald Trump and he could show up on the campaign trail in six or seven different states at the same time.
Right.
All you know is what the media tells you.
Yep.
Okay. How many Marine One helicopters are there at the White House?
quite a few.
Can anyone answer that for me?
I believe there's three. Every
time the president gets on Marine One to go to Camp David or to Andrews Air Force Base, all three of these son of a bitches take off in different directions. You don't know which one the president is on.
Right. Same thing with Air Force One.
Deception can be used in a positive manner, and deception can be used for evil.
Yep.
And does the CIA demonstrate any type of morality toward the American people?
No. They can give a shit less about morality. They give a shit less about the morality of the people.
Or the FBI, or the NSA, or the U.S. Marshals, the DEA.
Or the CIA.
I mean, these people have no morality. It's all about cover your own ass and get what you can get for yourself.
Yep. Exactly. Well, we got to go on break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, or unless you guys want to go off there a little bit early, we can. But we'll come back here in about 10 minutes. If you'd like to call in, number is 917-889-3890. We'll be back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna go ahead and take off. I got some stuff I need to do in the early day. So, all right, I'm gonna go 10-8 myself.
All right, we'll go ahead and start the show a little bit early. Be back Thursday night then, and everything. So everybody tune in and see y'all Thursday night. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, America. What's left of you?
Yep.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got